Good afternoon. It is definitely a pleasure to see all y'all here today. It's wonderful to see the seats all full, people standing, and to have all these smiling faces here. We're just really, really tickled that y'all are out here. Just a moment, we have a short devo. We have a song by Matthew Turner. Ronnie Argo will have a read our scripture. And also we have a prayer by Noah Bost. After that, we'll be dismissed to our classrooms. So after this, right now, I'll turn over to Brother Matthew Turner to lead our song.
I'll be leading Blue Skies and Rainbows. Blue skies and rainbows and sunbeams from heaven are all I can see. When my Lord is living in me, I know that Jesus is well and alive today. He makes His home in my heart. Nevermore will I be all alone since He promised me that we never would part.
If you would, turn to your Bibles in John chapter 19. John chapter 19, verses 1 through 6. Then Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him. And the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns and put it on his head. And they put on him a purple robe and said, "Hail, King of the Jews." And they smote him with their hands. Pilate therefore went forth again and said unto them, "Behold, I bring him forth to you, that ye may know that I find no fault in him." Then came Jesus forth wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. And Pilate said unto them, "Behold the man." When the chief priests therefore and officers saw him, they cried out, saying, "Crucify him, crucify him." Pilate said unto them, "Take ye him and crucify him, for I find no fault to him." Go to God in prayer.
Please bow. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day you have blessed us with. Heavenly Father, we ask you to be with the sick. Thank you for the opportunity we have to come together today and be with us that we can apply what we've learned to our lives. Forgive us of our sins, and all we ask for that you will be done. In Christ's name, amen.
One thing I failed to mention a minute ago is that the nursery is being used as a classroom, but there is a diaper changer in the ladies' restroom. We moved it in there, if that helps, you know. Just some information. You ready?
Yeah.
The first congregation is Arlington. They have 13 students, and they'll be in classroom number 17, which is on the back hallway. And the monitors are Chad Stacy and Matt Hulvey. Next, we'll have Bobby Branch. They have 14 students, and they'll be in room 16, which is also in the back hallway. And the monitors are Mark Williams and Buddy Baldwin. Next to be Bluff Springs. They have 3 students. You will be in the preacher's office, which is in the back corner. And the monitor will be Kenneth Burks and Billy Dugan. Another thing I failed to mention is the pencils are up here on the table, and they're labeled as far as who gets what. If you could, just monitors when we're going to be grading in the annex. If you could, just bring them back to the annex next door. Next would be Irville. They had 22 students. They're in room 12 from the back hallway. And have Richard Boyd and Arlen Boyd as the monitors. Next will be East End. They have 11 students. You will be on the bus, and you have Brian Colbert and Gentry Underhill as your monitors. Next will be Hebron. They have 6 students. You'll be in room number 14 on the back hallway. It's Brian Whitlock and Larry Kirby, your monitors. Next will be Hillsboro with 14 students. And then room number 15 in the back hallway. And it's Mark Bain and Samuel Bain are the monitors. Next, we'll have Iglesia de Cristo with 8 students. They're on the nursery, which is on the front hallway. And the monitors are Kevin Pearsall and Ricky Magnus.